Et on y va tout de suite avec une nouvelle émission. Je suis super fière, super contente de les accueillir. C'est Céliana et Zara pour leur émission Global Groove. J'espère que je l'ai bien prononcé. Nouvelle émission, accrochez-vous, c'est en anglais et c'est tout de suite.
Hey guys, it's Selena
and Zara
at the mic, and welcome to the first episode of Global Groove, the show where politics gets spicy beyond the West.
We're here to talk about the big moves, the small wins,
and everything in between,
from the streets of Sao Paulo to the corridors of Beijing.
That's right, forget the usual political snooze fest, we're diving into the stories you won't find in your typical Western headlines.
Hey everyone, today we're diving into this year's Mozambican elections.
Yes, let's talk about drama, tension, and a deep political history that's really shaping what's happening now.
Let's break it down. The ruling party, Frelimo, is a democratic socialist party that has been in power since 1975, after Mozambican independence, and that's a lot of history to unpack.
It all starts with Samora Machel, the leader of the socialist revolution. He's often hailed as a hero, but his story is far from simple. Zara, care to tell us why?
Of course. Machel promised to create this perfect social world, but his government became known for suppressing political opposition.
Human rights abuses, forced relocations, and suppression of free speech happened all while the country was in the middle of a brutal civil war.
That's insane. Frelimo didn't just take over from the Portuguese colonialists. They played a huge role in the destruction of Mozambique. The country's economy collapsed, infrastructure was destroyed,
and millions were displaced, leaving Mozambique one of the poorest countries in the world.
Despite all this, Machel's legacy is still admired by some. He was the key to independence, but let's not forget that many of today's challenges come from those early years of Frelimo rule.
And even though Frelimo is no longer under Machel's direct rule, the party still carries a lot of the same baggage. Authoritarianism, corruption, and the tendency to suppress any real opposition.
Na memória de África e do mundo, pátria bela dos que ousaram lutar. Moçambique, o teu nome é liberdade, o sol de julho para sempre brilhará. Moçambique, nossa terra gloriosa, pedra a pedra construindo um novo dia. Milhões de braços, uma só força, ó pátria amada, vamos vencer. Moçambique, nossa terra gloriosa, pedra a pedra construindo um novo dia. Milhões de braços, uma só força, ó pátria amada, vamos vencer.
That was the Mozambican national anthem.
Now, fast forward to the election day, and we've got a real political showdown on our hands. The elections, which took place on October 9th, has drawn huge attention, especially from the youth, who are frustrated with the lack of opportunity and the political system.
Exactly, and that's where Venancio Mondlane comes in. He's the former Renamo member who broke away in 2024 to run as an independent. And let's just say he's got the youth on his side. But how?
Well, we think Mondlane has been able to channel the anger of the youth in ways that we haven't seen before. He has shown that he can mobilize a generation frustrated by corruption, by lack of opportunities, by a system that's essentially rigged. This generation is ready to demand what they've been denied for so long.
And we're talking about a huge chunk of the population. Around 80% of Mozambique's population is between the ages of 18 and 35. These are the voters that have been sidelined, and now they're rallying behind Mondlane. And this time, they're not just sitting back.
Of course, Frelimo wasn't happy about that. They're used to being in control. But what followed was even more chilling. Selyana, what happened?
Podemos party representatives...
Spoiler warning, Mozambique's Podemos is not the same as Spain's Podemos, political party. Don't get it twisted.
Thanks for clearing that up, Zaha. As I was saying, Podemos party representatives, Elvino Dias and Paulo Guambe, were assassinated in a brutal attack. They were gunned down in Maputo, with witnesses claiming that the police interfered with the emergency response.
Can you imagine? They even confiscated phones and blocked people from recording the violence.
Yeah, that was a huge red flag. And these deaths were not just random. This was political violence.
And let's not forget, Podemos is an opposition party that was born after people were not satisfied with Frelimo.
So it's no wonder their members were targeted.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on Daniel Chapo, the new face of Frelimo, who will probably become the new president of Mozambique.
Chapo might be the new face, but the history of the country remains the same. And while they're supposed to celebrate that he's young and from a new generation, there's not much new about the way Frelimo operates.
Exactly. And while there's no denying the youth movement that's pushing for change, whether through Mondlane or other reformist parties, Frelimo has a firm grip on power.
And as we've seen with Podemos and other opposition groups, if you dare oppose to them, you risk being silenced in the most violent ways. Anyways, we'll leave you guys here.
You can definitely shine at your Christmas dinner with these fun facts. Make sure to follow us on our website, www.radiollfb.net.
And our Instagram, at @LFBWebRadio.
Don't forget to leave plenty of comments.
And on that note, here's Sweet Disposition by The Temper Trap.
Don't forget
to stay groovy!